This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. Glenn, we're doing more of these podcasts in the perceived off season than any other time. But man, it's good to come talking to you, whether it's on YouTube, you're listening on Spotify, Apple, and you're probably listening or watching this on Saturday as we record this Friday night. As LSU makes the hire, Blake Baker, the former LSU coach, coming back down to Baton Rouge to coach the defense. Look, Glenn, you and I got the chance, not in person, to watch, you know, the team that Missouri had this season. And as we just kind of react to this, I mean, your thoughts on bringing Blake Baker back? We've already kind of talked about some of the reactions, you know, before we started getting recording from the players, current and, you know, incoming guys. Seeming like this is an exciting hire for the guys that are going to be coached by him. And I mean, I kind of follow that up with, I'm excited too.
Yeah, this was option number one for Brian Kelly. And I think we kind of figured that was the case a few days ago. You know, I think that Blake Baker was somebody that's been on his mind for quite a while. But obviously once you make that official and you kind of release all of the coaches from, you know, the previous year, then it all becomes, you know, a little bit more realistic. And so, yeah, I mean, from, you know, the very early stages here this week, we kind of thought this might be the route LSU wanted to go. We just needed to figure out if it was something that Blake Baker wanted, his family wanted. And he ultimately decides that, yes, this is where he wants to be. And LSU pays handsomely for him. And he just did sign a contract extension with Missouri, so they're going to have to buy, I think, part of that out. And then obviously on top of what they're giving him, somewhere in the $2.2 to $2.5 million range. I mean, Ross Dellinger of Yahoo reported it was 2.2, north of 2.2. And then Wilson Alexander from The Advocate said it's 2.5 annually for Blake Baker, wow, which would make him the highest paid assistant coach in college football. Brian Kelly's not messing around when he's going out here and making this hire. Obviously very much a necessity to go out and get somebody of Baker's caliber. You sign into a 3-year deal here on Friday night, and now you can kind of move forward with your position coaches. And but this was the first domino that needed to fall, and now I think that Kelly and Baker, they've already probably had conversations about who they'd like to target as position coaches on the defensive side of the ball. We can maybe touch on that a little bit toward the end here, yeah. But just overall, you know, initial thoughts, it's a great move, it's a great hire. You know, I think that one of the things that I kind of take away from this whole process here is that, you know, Brian Kelly kind of realized he made a few.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Walk out the door in 2021. He's making amends to some degree with this hire. I mean, this is a guy who obviously has been at LSU with that 2021 season, did a great job with the linebacker core, coaching up Damone Clark in particular. Was a guy that every time we talked with Damone, which was a lot back in 2021, Blake Baker was a guy that we really couldn't go a whole interview without him mentioning and telling us about how impactful he was to his improvement as a player. And now you see Damone's a starter for the Dallas Cowboys and really kind of surging up the linebacker, ranks in terms of NFL talent. So I think a stellar job here. We'll find out. I mean, I know that Baker was coaching, I believe, safeties this past season, as well as being the defensive coordinator for Missouri. He coached linebackers back in 2021 at LSU. We'll be interested to see kind of where he winds up coaching and what kind of those hires look like on the position side. But no doubt this is a big, big time hire for Brian Kelly. And I think one that, is really important for his tenure here. I mean, they needed to get somebody in here who's going to be able to fix this defense, get it back on track. And Blake Baker, I think, is about as good as you could ask for in the situation that LSU has found itself in.
Yeah, Blake Baker obviously, brings an experience with several of the recruits. I mean, a lot of these guys that he recruited to this roster, familiarity, I think that's going to help, just tons with – you talk about just the relationships. You don't have a guy that doesn't know anybody on this roster. I mean, this is a guy who understands, played ball, obviously here. I know Sonny put on our website, his wife has, connections to the Mandeville area. I mean, this is a guy who understands, I think, all of what Brian Kelly has wanted to do from a roster management. Well, now you've kind of figured it out in the coaching standpoint, bring a guy back home. And that's what they did with Blake Baker. I wanted to point this out because I was talking with some folks over here in San Antonio, All-American Bowl. We're going to get some of the reactions from the guys over here, hopefully here in the next day or two, about this decision. And we were talking about, hey, what are the chances Baker's the guy? This is like an hour before, the actual news broke. And one of the guys, that follows the LSU program on the national stage, he said, look, Scott Woodward and Blake Baker are really tight. And, I think a clip came out, Jacques Doucet there in, Baton Rouge, posted a clip of those two guys embracing when LSU traveled up to Columbia, Missouri this year. You mentioned Brian Kelly. Scott Woodward's a guy that I think is very emotionally invested into this football program. He does, a lot of the talk's been, you've won 20 games in 2 years now. That's great, but we got to get better. We've raised the floor of this program. It's time to kind of raise that ceiling. And look, they felt like Blake Baker did that. So I do agree with you. That is, a kind of a full onslaught. And it's always good to get option A. You don't ever really want to have to go to option B, C, D, and kind of down the line. And we've seen that happen across the country. LSU kind of knocks it out of the park with their first edition. Wanted to get your thoughts on this, though, because I was having some conversations with some folks here, about this, and they asked it to me, and I wanted to ask you this. Like, Brian Kelly's legacy at LSU, to me, is going to be tied to the success of what Blake Baker can do. We know the kind of coach that he is, and I'm not talking about Brian Kelly as a head coach, but his LSU legacy. Like, year three is crazy important. You see it all across college football, where year three is really the year you have to take the next step. So, I mean, when you look at what Blake Baker brings to the table, consistency, he brings continuity a little bit, and you know what they preached. Does it all kind of measure out of what Brian Kelly's vision for LSU has when you said it in that initial press conference when he was hired?
Oh, absolutely. And look, I think this, I kind of mentioned it there in the first kind of intro, initial thoughts of what I thought of this hire. These two are going to be intertwined. I mean, this is absolutely a hire that Kelly needs to go right. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. I mean, the defense has been leagues behind where the offense is these first 2 years. I think offensively you found that you can be a very, very successful unit year in, year out. We'll see kind of, what happens with that side of the ball too. There still needs to be mm-hmm. some decisions made on the coaching staff with that side of the ball and what kind of pecking order comes about with the coaching staff on offense. But defensively is where you really need to get this program back up to speed. You've already seen it with former players, guys like Mike Jones Jr., who was in the program last year and was one of the linebackers that was coached by Blake Baker back in 2021. Damone Clark, of course, is going to be one of the very first ones to be the biggest cheerleader for this hire as well. So when you see former players going, and endorsing this and wanting this to happen because they know what Blake Baker is made of and they understand what he can do as a coach, then that, that gives you a lot of, gives you a lot of confidence if you're LSU, if you're the fan base, if you're people covering the team like us. I mean, like there's a lot of momentum, I think, going for him here. And, I think maybe just on the field, maybe we could talk about that a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. This is an attack style defense. This is a guy who likes to blitz a lot. He likes to go after the quarterback, likes to, likes to make plays. He likes his defenses to make plays. I mean, I believe when he got to Missouri, that was a 113th ranked unit back in 2021. This past year in 2023, they were ranked number 25 in terms of total defense. So that's a pretty sizable jump that you've made in 2 years under Blake Baker. They also forced 19 turnovers, which was top 10 in terms of turnover margin in the country this last year. They were top 50 in passing defense, top 30 in rushing defense. And when you look at those numbers and you kind of just think about what Missouri was this year and you think about what LSU was this year, man, if LSU had had that kind of defense or that competent of a defense, I think me and you might be, gearing up for a championship podcast here in the next couple of days. I mean, like it's that is some pretty elite numbers in terms of consistency and being in the top 50 or top 20 in most cases of a lot of these statistical categories. That goes back to coaching. It goes back to players being developed the right way. And that's something that I think Blake Baker and the staff that he and Ben Kelly are going to be working to bring in here in the next couple of days to the next week or so. That's all stuff that they're going to, be talking about and trying to figure out what, the best looks for them will be. So the on-field part of it is certainly a big factor. I think certainly there was the family aspect of his wife being from Mandeville. She has a lot of family down here. They loved and raved about their 1 year that they got here when they came back in 2021. I remember one of the press conferences over Zoom that we had with him very early on in his tenure here. He talked about what it's like to coach Louisiana players and how much he loves coaching Louisiana talent because he's so familiar with it dating back to his days at Louisiana Tech. And of course, at Tulane as well, where he was involved. So he does a really good job, I think, here bringing in a guy who knows, I'm talking about Kelly here. He does a really good job of bringing in a guy in Blake Baker who, is familiar with the area, familiar with the region, knows how to recruit this area. It has some guys that he's already coached, in this program. You talk about Harold Perkins and Greg Penn. Those are two of your big time linebackers you're getting back next year. Those are guys that he's recruited / coached already. And so that'll be very, very fun to watch just kind of what he can do with those two guys, what he can do with Whit Weeks at linebacker, and if that's the position group that he winds up coaching. So There's just a lot of avenues here that just made this so much sense. And LSU goes out and they get their guy here. Yeah, I'm going to be very interested to see kind of what happens with the position group side of these decisions over the next several days. But I think just from in terms of getting the leader in here, the guy who's going to be kind of orchestrating this defense, I think it's a home run hit for LSU.
You also talk about, and you know, LSU fans are constantly, you know, asking this question, the recruitment. How does this guy recruit? Williams Wanneri, the number 5 overall player per our 24/7 sports cycle, the number 2 composite guy in the country, defensive lineman. Blake Baker was one of the big keys to him landing at Missouri. So this is a guy who knows how to recruit, not just good talent for maybe people perceived as the Missouris of the world. No, this is an elite talent that he was able to bring into Missouri. And then you also talk about, you know, just his ability to coach. I mean, I was going back and looking. This is a guy who spent, you know, a nice spell at Louisiana Tech. Once again, just understanding the landscape of Louisiana high school football. It's something that I talked with high school coaches with, you know, during early signing day period. And, you know, look, the way that Kelly and that staff attacked that, I think bringing Blake Baker just continues to strengthen the bonds, the relationships that, and maybe, Glenn, he can get into some high schools or into some places where LSU maybe kind of has fallen off and maybe not in the best favor, you know, with some of those high schools. So something to monitor.
Yeah. And look, I mean, sorry, I was just scrolling through Twitter here as you're talking there, and Makai Wingo just posted just a couple minutes ago, I have heard nothing but great things about this man, and kind of throws up the shake hands emoji there too. So like, I mean, there's, you know, former players and, you know, look, I mean, I know Makai said he wants to go to the NFL draft, but now that, you know, LSU has their defensive coordinator in place, maybe you make one last call out to him and say, hey, yeah, you know, maybe, you know, we can get you some NIL money and you can come back and maybe, you know, perform an, under a different attack style defense here that we got going, and see if that is, doesn't attract somebody like him back to the program if that's the route they want to go. So I think this is going to benefit a lot of different areas for LSU. You know, I think probably that you mentioned the recruiting part with Williams and however you pronounce it, Wanneri, is that what it is?
Wanneri, yeah. Well, Wanneri. I had to look it up while you were talking. Williams Wanneri, yeah.
Williams Wanneri. But yeah, you go back to 2021, he was huge in getting Harold Perkins on board. I mean, Harold Perkins was obviously a 5-star talent and you know, somebody that I think pretty much drove his decision up until about the early signing period during that season. So they had a whole year where it was Blake Baker in those meetings, in those rooms with Harold Perkins and his family. So I'm sure he is chomping at the bit to get coached by him as well. So lots of different you know, players and certainly this defense is going to be affected by a lot of the decisions that Blake Baker makes, and it's going to be really fun to watch. And was something that LSU needed to get done, and Baker, I think, is the right guy for the job.
So the next step, and we mentioned we'll end the show here with this kind of previewing and taking a look, Glenn. It's time to fill the position coaching spots. It remains to be seen, you know, is Baker going to be a guy that wants to stay with the safeties? You know, is he a guy that, you know, is going to want to kind of revert back to his linebacking expertise, where he obviously played linebacker at the college level and down at Tulane? I'll say this, and this is just talking with a lot of our national folks from a recruiting side and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't think it's a surprise to anyone, but I think it's always refreshing to kind of hear a fresh perspective from people that aren't on the beat every single day. Look, LSU has lost its luster a little bit at all three levels defensively. They need to get back to where they were, especially in an evolving college football and an SEC that's only going to get harder, and a schedule next year that has two out-of-conference games against the Big Ten's USC and UCLA. It's going to be very, very interesting to kind of monitor all those things. That being said, you have to get back to talent accumulation, and you have to get back to development. Look, we can, you know, spitball names. It's a great reason for you to join Go 24/7. I will just say this, Glenn. I feel like this is going to happen pretty swiftly, especially with potential scenarios like you mentioned. And I don't think it's crazy to say that, you know, Makai Wingo might have wanted to go to the NFL because he was kind of unsure what the plans are. And now you might be able to coax him back if you say, hey, we're going to pair you with said defensive line coach who can help develop you. And maybe you're now a day 2 pick instead of a day 3 pick, or maybe even a day 1 pick. Who knows what can happen in 1 year of rapid development. That being said, I mean, we won't talk specific names. I mean, obviously the Corey Raymonds of the world, everyone kind of knows those public names. But I imagine this is going to be wrapped up, I would say, within the next, you know, maybe week, we're going to start to see some of these dominoes fall as Brian Kelly wants to move pretty swiftly in this entire process.
Yeah, I mean, a week, if not sooner. I mean, I think those conversations are probably already ongoing, and they have a good idea of who they want to bring in. And, you know, it was just really a think about getting this first domino to fall. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think anyone who's followed this site or followed, you know, a lot of different sites in terms of, you know, what these position coaches might look like, they've seen Corey Raymond's name. We're not breaking any news there or giving any intel there. We think that's going to happen. I think that, you know, we all think that's something that's going to happen here, whether it's in the next 2 days, 3 days, tomorrow. I mean, like there's that I think is going to build a lot of steam, and it'll be very interesting to see, kind of, because Corey, you know, when he was here the first time, he coached defensive backs, and that includes cornerbacks and safeties. And of course, Brian Kelly hired a cornerbacks and a safeties coach the first go around. So we'll see kind of if, you know, if they want to go that route again, if they want to bring in a safeties coach next to Corey Raymond, or if they just let Corey do the whole thing. That'll be very interesting to watch. Obviously, he has great ties already on the staff with guys like Frank Wilson, who have been here before. You know, Blake Baker has great connections already on staff, having worked with Joe Sloan at Louisiana Tech for 3 or 4 years. So there's, you know, there's a lot of branches here that I think these coaches are going to be able to connect and really get this thing going back in a really good, solid position on defense. Defensive line, you know, I think most people have probably seen some of the reporting out there that you know, LSU's gone, or they made another big time move for Bo Davis and trying to get him on board. You're paying Blake Baker $2.5 million a year to be your defensive coordinator. That's a good chunk of change. And you've got to be able to disperse some money here for not only your other position coaches on the roster or on the staff on the offensive side of the ball, who are all deserving of raises, guys like those. Sound like, you know, that those, you know, kind of talks with Bo Davis have, you know, watered down a little bit. Wouldn't completely, you know, neg on the fact that he's not here yet, but that's something that's not going to happen. But you know, if that is the case, then I'm sure that they'll move on to the next guy, and we'll see kind of what names surface here in the next couple days. I mean, that's going to be something that I think probably happens pretty quickly as well, in terms of knowing names of position coaches and hires and what that could potentially look like. So, you know, you got the first big domino out of the way. Now it's just about filling in the rest of it and seeing what kind of big fish you can land on the position coach side. But, you know, I have a sneaky suspicion that LSU kind of already knows which routes they want to go, and they have a pool of candidates that they're going to be lining up to talk to now that they've got Baker on board.
Yeah, and look at a lot of the chatter on social media, and our message board was, look, some of the details might have been out, you know, Baker saying, hey, I want to bring so-and-so, or this is a guy that I really want to have there. You know, we talked about it in our last episode when we talked about Matt House being let go. Would Brian Kelly kind of move out of the way? He's going to be the CEO, but allow Blake Baker to bring in who he wanted to run that defense. And that'll be something, obviously, we continue to monitor and continue to watch as those dominoes fall. And the best way for you to do that and to be a part of it is that 60% off annual VIP membership. You like how I'm working that in, Glenn? Just selling here at the end of the podcast. But it is a great deal. Look, we've had great news, great coverage. Glenn and Sonny have been holding it down in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana area just with this coaching search. We're going to have great VIP interviews from players out here in San Antonio with the All-American Bowl. And, man, it just never stops. And we're excited to bring you that coverage. And we'd love you to come join us over on the Go 24/7 message boards and all that content as well. And if you're just watching the podcast or listening, we appreciate that support as well. Comment down below, like the page, like the video, whatever you might be doing, and follow us on all social medias. He is Glenn West. My name is Bryce Coon. Blake Baker is now an LSU Tiger. We'll catch you next time here on the Go 24/7.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.